This particular passage from St. Matthew's Gospel isn't unique, as we know when we read each of the four Gospels. Each of the evangelists recounts a few of those circumstances like this one, where Jesus is present and yet his apostles and disciples in particular are overwhelmed by other things, external events. Here, a storm on the sea. And instead of relying upon the presence, the powerful presence of Christ to keep them safe, they panic, they doubt, they wake Jesus up in this and say, "Lord, you know, we're drowning. Why are you asleep?" Well, as we listen to this, the church has a very specific reason for giving us these gospel passages. Because, like the apostles, who are good men, have faith, it's imperfect faith. And so they're subject often to these kinds of doubts and worries, even with Jesus right there. And the church is reminding us, like these good but imperfect in faith apostles, it's only by keeping in direct contact with Christ, present to us, that these doubts are done away with, our faith is much strengthened, and we, in hard times, difficulties, times of sadness, don't break faith, don't lose heart, and turn away. Of course, we know there's one way for us to do this. We do it here at Holy Mass. We do it when we are faithful to our daily prayers, whatever form those prayers may take. We do it when, as we are able, we perform true works of charity and mercy, not because we have to, but because I see in another what Christ sees, someone who needs him through me and I act. We have daily opportunities, and Jesus, always present, is reminding us, why be afraid? Trust in me. Believe in me.